Hello.
Miss Holden?
Yes.
This is Latasha with the Department of Labor. You hung up, but you got to stay on the phone with me so I can do your weekend, so I can do your claim.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You okay?
That's the one I'm getting. They recall that Johnson Johnson. Because I'm
okay. Verify your date of birth for me.
September 4th, 1957.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Army Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Verify your driver's license number or your ID number.
Let me see. Get my purse. I think it's I-159-075, but I'm not for sure.
That was it.
That's it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
If approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit onto your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vintage Prepaid Benefits Card. The prepaid benefits card takes an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After approved for payments, there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which do you prefer?
I have a checking account, but I don't have my account number, so I'm going to have to get the card.
Okay. So you can always call back within this week. And if you want to change it back over, once you get your routing and account number, you can just call back in and change it back over.
Okay.
Verify your mailing address for me.
It's 4810 Lou Mary Drive.
And verify your telephone number.
It's 256-665-2817.
I have some security questions. These questions are just to verify that this is you. This filing this claim is just some general random security questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1230 Sandalwood Drive, 1424 Plexton Circle, 310 Laura Street.
Laura Street.
What color is your 1991 Subaru Loyal? Is it black, cream, dark blue, red, or I've never been associated with this vehicle?
Never been associated with this vehicle.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 112 Madison Court. I'm sorry, Mason Court, Northwest.
Yes. I used to live out there a long, long time ago.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Received a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons related in the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your last day of work?
March the 15th, 2019, I want to say. I can't remember. Oh, no, 2020. That's what it was, March 15th, 2020.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I would.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or are you attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25 miles.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
$10 an hour.
Are you a part of a union?
United States, yes.
No, ma'am. Are you a part of a union?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am, because I've been blowing up their phone, and I'm like, no, ma'am, I'm still waiting.
What was your job title?
I was the laundry lady at Marriott. Laundry attendant.
And what was that employer?
The Marriott Hotel.
You have their telephone number?
It's 830-2222.
What's the area code?
256.
And you said it's 256. What's the rest of it?
256-830-2222.
Can you tell me the first day you started working there?
The first day I started working at Marriott. Oh, my God. That was in 06. I can't remember the date, though, but it was 2006.
You remember the month?
No, ma'am. I just remember the year.
And what was your last day? You said March the 13th. March the 15th, 2020.
Yes, March the 15th,
2020. What city and state was this work performed in?
Huntsville, Alabama.
And have you received or do you expect to receive vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Reason for no longer working for this employer?
COVID-19.
Do you want taxes coming out of your benefits?
No, ma'am.
I have a temporary pen. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
It's 40, 57.
Uh-huh. 40, 57?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related but not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. Except where any requirements have been waived during an improved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibilities and requirements for COVID-19 claims are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you'll be asked will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov, on the telephone by calling 800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturdays. Failure to file and complete your weekly certifications can result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. At any time, you may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding your continued eligibility requirements. You have any questions?
No, ma'am.
I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Enjoy your day.
You too, love. Bye-bye.